蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
如果说要你用一句话来分别总结旧约和新约的中心思想，你会怎么说呢？我们似乎很容易就给旧约标签为律法，给新约标签为信心或是恩典。马丁路德观察到，旧约圣经的律法反对拜偶像，而新约圣经则是强调唯独因信称义。你有没有发现，不拜偶像和因信称义其实是一回事呢？这里是良友电台的双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐欣，和我一起主持的是 Charles Morris。
Welcome to Haven Today. I'm Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus, and we're on our second day in a series called The Legacy of Luther. This October marks the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.And historians mark the beginning of this major event with Martin Luther. When you hear the name Luther, you might be thinking of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But we're looking at a much earlier Luther this week.
Born in Eisleben on November the 10th, 1483, Martin Luther grew up in a devout Roman Catholic home where he was raised under the strict disciplines of his parents' faith. His father, a stern and hard-working miner called Hans, wanted for his son a life outside the mines. He wanted him to become a lawyer. So Martin pursued his education in Eisenach and the University of Erfurt,earning his bachelor's and master's degrees by 1505. Luther was an exceptional student with a formidable mind that thrived on study and analysis. But in July 1505, his studies were cut short when he was caught in a severe thunderstorm. Lightning struck nearby, throwing him to the ground. Fearing for his life and for his eternal salvation, he cried out to St. Anne, the patroness of miners, "Help me, and I will become a monk."Luther was spared, and so the trajectory of his life was altered. Within weeks, and much to his father's dismay, Luther joined the strictest of monastic orders, the Augustinians.
A moment from the brand new documentary called Luther, The Life and Legacy of the German Reformer. It's interesting that even in the monastery, Luther was plagued with a sense of guilt for his sins. He knew he wasn't righteous.And he tried everything to find peace with God. But his life only changed forever when he was reading in the Epistle to the Romans that the just shall live by faith. In a few moments, we're going to hear Luther in his own words describe this moment and how God's word changes everything.
是的，在宗教改革即将迎来500周年之际，蓝天绿洲制作了特别系列节目 The Legacy of Luther.路德的传奇人生，路德的生命经历固然吸引了后人的关注，但是他的传奇背后，一人因信得生这个概念更加值得我们的深思。什么叫一人？谁是一人？信什么才能够得生呢？希望听完今天的节目，你我都能够有一个满意的答案。
Now let's open the program. We're going to open with Third Day from Lead Us Back, Songs of Worship, and a song called Your Words.
Let me hear your words above all other voices, above all the voices. distractions in this world. Let me hear your words above all other voices, above all the distractions in this world.
Series that we're calling The Legacy of Martin Luther. And that was Third Day opening the program with your words. Now, you hear that name, Martin Luther, you might be thinking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but we're looking at a much earlier Martin Luther this week. Luther, an Augustinian monk born in Germany, a key figure in the Protestant Reformation. At its heart, the Protestant Reformation was a protest against ways in which the church, over the course of 300 years or so, had wandered from the heart of the gospel, from the central message of God's word, or, as we so often say here at Haven today, the church had turned from the great story that's all about Jesus, the story about God sending his Son to save people from their sins by faith in Christ alone. How did Luther see the Reformation? What did he think drove it? Well, he certainly didn't think it was something he could claim credit for. He's often called the great reformer, Martin Luther, but Luther saw himself as a great sinner, proclaiming a message that the world needed to hear. He pointed away from himself to the true source of the Reformation of the church, God's Word, the Bible. Luther simply said, "I did nothing. The Word did everything." He wrote about the gospel. He translated the scriptures. He preached the gospel. But at the end of the day, it was the word that did it all. Luther could be convinced of this because it's the word that testifies to Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus says, isn't it? It's what he said in John 5:39 to the Pharisees who turned the message of the Bible into only law. "No grace. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me." But the scriptures are not just law without grace. The scriptures, as Martin Luther came to see, speak clearly about God's law, about the obedience he requires, about its utter holiness. It even made him angry because he hadn't been taught the wonderful news of salvation by faith alone, through grace alone, in Christ alone. It wasn't until he understood finally from studying Romans that the sinner is made righteous by faith that he felt the weight fall from his shoulders. And it filled him with a fire, a burning fire, to preach the gospel of free grace in Christ alone.
罪人可以称义，全凭信心，这一点似乎在新约圣经里比较清楚。 在旧约的什么地方，我们也可以看到这点呢？马丁路德发现， 十诫的第一诫其实就是关乎因信称义的。一个人如果不相信因信称义，就直接等同于他在拜偶像。想想看，当一个人不相信上帝在基督里面已经完全接纳了他，当他不信靠神的恩惠恩典时，自然呢就会在其他的事物上来寻找恩惠。我们人不是对上帝忠诚，就是对上帝的替代品忠诚。这么一个个体来说，我们最终呀会指望上帝，或者呢指望成功、爱情、家庭、身份、知名度、美丽等等，我们指望这些东西使我们感到个人的意义还有安全，并且呢也由这些东西来引导我们做出各样的选择。所以我们可以想象得到，一个人就算是读经、祷告、进食，就算是他顺服、忍耐，做各样的社会慈善工作，可是如果他不相信上帝对他是恩慈的，他不相信上帝喜悦他，又或者呢，他一条心思的就想着要如何借着自己的好行为来讨神的欢心，那么这个人呢，他其实是在拜偶像，他表面上在尊荣上帝，实际上他的内心呢却是高举自己来做一个假的救主。非常可悲的就是，今天许许多多的基督徒都是活在了这样的光景下。讲到这里的时候，乐心就忍不住吸了一口冷气。先别说那些非信徒了，就是我这个宣称相信耶稣的基督徒，有多少时候我们也怀疑上帝的恩惠，不相信他的恩典，不愿意交托我生命中的某样东西吗？有多少时候我想做自己的救助，想靠着自己来成就某一件事情，在我有这样的意念或者有这样行为的时候，我是多么的让阿爸父伤心了，让圣灵担忧了。可是我知道吗？很多时候我们对罪的理解是做了不该做的事情，却没有想过原来该做而没有做同样也是罪，也得罪了神。不读经、不祷告是罪，不信难道不是罪吗？
I'd like you to hear a little bit about this moment found in the documentary called Luther, The Life and Legacy of the German Reformer.
Throughout the early to mid-1510s, Luther's conflict grew. He saw God as a tyrant, demanding something which his unrighteous people simply could not give. Righteousness. Perfection. Luther did not love this God. He did not fear him. He hated him.
But I, blameless monk that I was, felt that before God I was a sinner with an extremely troubled conscience. I couldn't be sure that God was appeased by my satisfaction. I did not love. No, rather I hated the just God who punishes sinners. In silence, if I did not blaspheme, then certainly I grumbled vehemently and got angry at God. I said, isn't it enough that we miserable sinners, lost for all eternity because of original sin, are oppressed by every kind of calamity through the Ten Commandments? Why does God heap sorrow upon sorrow through the Gospel, and through the Gospel threaten us with His justice and His wrath? This was how I was raging with wild and disturbed conscience.
This inner turmoil went on for years until finally, in an instant, Luther was overcome. He began to see the words of Romans chapter 1, verse 17 clearly as Paul meant them to be understood. That we are justified by faith alone, not by our works. And the gospel, hidden for so long, began suddenly to burn within him.
At last, By the mercy of God, meditating day and night, I gave heed to the context of the words. There I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that by which the righteous lives by a gift of God, namely by faith. And this is the meaning. The righteousness of God is revealed by the gospel, namely the passive righteousness with which merciful God justifies us by faith, as it is written, "He who through faith is righteous shall live." Here I felt that I was altogether born again and had entered paradise itself through open gates.
What a stirring moment from this documentary called Luther, The Life and Legacy of the German Reformer.
马丁·路德说道，我极其盼望能够理解保罗的罗马书，一切呢都非常的顺利，唯一不能够解释的就是上帝的义这个用词。我一直以为它是指上帝大公无私，任何心不义的人必定会受到惩罚的意思。我虽然是一位无可指责的修道士，但在上帝的面前，我仍然是良心不安的罪人。我也不知道我的善行能不能平息他的怒气，因此我不爱这一位公义而震怒的上帝，相反的，我恨恶他，并且我要向他发怨言。可是即便如此，我还是紧紧地抓住保罗的话，坚决要弄清楚神话语的意思。我日以继夜地思索上帝的义这个问题，直到我看出来他与义人并因信得生的关系。不久我便明白到，这是靠着上帝的义，上帝通过恩典和怜悯使我们因信称义。立刻我就感觉自己重生了，乐园的大门向我敞开，圣经的一切话语有了新的含义。从前上帝的义令我闻而生厌，现在呢，它使我在更大的爱中有说不出的甜蜜。保罗的这段话使我进入了天堂之门。如果你真相信基督是你的救主，你就立刻有了一位恩典的上帝，因为信心带领你进入并且打开上帝的心思意念，你就能看见完全的恩典和丰富的爱了。在信心里看上帝，你就看见他为父为友的心肠，这里面没有愤怒，全是恩典。那看上帝是愤怒的，其实他们没有正确的看见上帝，他们只是看见了一层帘子，好像是有一层乌云遮住了他的脸。靠着上帝的义，上帝通过恩典和怜悯使我们因信称义。这个呢，就是路德的神学观的基石。后来从这个思想所衍生出来对赎罪券的否定，进而对教会和教宗的赦罪权柄的否定，对教会礼仪的否定，慢慢的就与罗马教会分道扬镳了。路德说，这个想法是他在维滕贝格修道院的塔楼上的书房里面所领悟出来的，所以被他称之为塔上经验。比起后来的95条论纲呢，这个才是他真正的人生转折点。
When the gospel got hold of Martin Luther, he couldn't stay silent. Romans 1:16, just one verse before the text that gripped Luther with the message of righteousness by faith in Christ. That must have been in Luther's mind when he said, "I did nothing. The word did everything." It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Luther saw preaching the word and preaching the gospel as one and the same thing. The word of Christ, the message of the gospel, is powerful. My friend, who's a pastor, Milton Vincent, pointed out something remarkable about the gospel and God's power. He wrote, "Outside of heaven, the power of God is, in its highest density, found in the gospel." He says nothing else in all of Scripture is ever described in this way, except for the person of Jesus Christ. God's power is seen in erupting volcanoes, in the unimaginably hot boil of our massive sun. Yet in Scripture, such wonders are never labeled the power of God. That power of God in the gospel transformed Luther's life, and it led Martin Luther to a ministry that would transform the world. And Luther's tireless efforts to preach the gospel resulted in a recovery of the gospel that continues even today. And I pray on this program you're listening to right now. I know some people think the Bible is an outdated book filled with fairy tales. You might as well leave it on the shelf. And statistics don't lie. Bible reading among those who call themselves Christians is, well, poor. What the church, what the world needs today is a renewed hunger for the message of the gospel found in God's Word. Some people are fortunate enough to have been raised in Christian homes, and I'm sure that that's the case for maybe you listening today. What Paul said of Timothy could be true of you. He said, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." Great line, 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. Notice what the Scriptures are able to do, according to Paul. In one of those defining moments of Scripture, Paul says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Scripture is God-breathed. The Spirit used the proclamation of God's Word to bring reformation because it was the Spirit's message. It's useful for teaching us the truth, and sometimes, as was the case in the Reformation, it's useful for rebuking and correcting. And it's useful for training us in righteousness and equipping us for what the Bible calls good works. But we can't forget what Paul told Timothy the heart of the message was. It was the same message Luther boldly proclaimed and took a stand for when so many seemed to have forgotten it. The Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, maybe you're listening to me right now. Maybe you are burdened with the weight of trying to do everything right, and you can't do it. You think that if you just did enough good, God would love you. He would accept you. He would even forgive you. And I'm sorry to say, you may even be thinking that if you are a Christian. I know from my own life, it's so easy to start thinking that I have to settle up accounts with God on my own. If I could just be good enough, maybe I could feel better about myself and God would be more pleased with me. Can I offer a little encouragement with the most powerful message in the world? It's the message of God's Word. There is freedom and forgiveness in Christ for all who run to Him by faith alone. That message of free grace in Christ through faith alone is the most important part of Luther's legacy. Luther called this message the sure and sound comfort of the Christian. Because Jesus was forsaken by God on the cross and rose again to set us free from condemnation, we will never, never, never be forsaken. Of that you can be sure. By faith in Christ, said Luther, a person may gain such sure and sound comfort that he need not fear. That's the good news of the gospel. That's the heart of God's Word. And that's the only hope for sinners in need of grace.
Break the hardened stony ground.
这就是蓝天绿洲今天的全部节目内容了，非常谢谢你的收听。500年前的宗教改革不仅给教会历史带来了巨大的变化，同时也给整个欧洲的进程的发展带来了巨大的影响。今天当我们来回顾当年的故事的时候，仍然是为到马丁路德他一生的传奇感到惊讶，也为到基督的心腹教会能够有这么大的一个转变而感到非常的惊奇。圣经才是真正唯一的权威，任何一个教会，任何一个机构都不能够取缔圣经的位置。下期的同一时间和你分享最后两集的路德的传奇，愿神祝福你，拜拜。
Where else can we go, Lord? Where else can we go? You have the words of eternity.